Welcome to the Dr. Dreama Show, inspiration and practical strategy for achieving your dream life. I'm your host, Dr. Dreama. I'm a psychologist and life designer. I'm here to help you design the life you want and deserve. This is Dr. Dreama, and as you know, I had this horrific fall. And the question became for me, what was this all about? I mean, not just the fall itself, but the aftermath of the fall. And I started thinking I had really been in a place where I needed to slow down, and I wasn't paying attention to the signs. So the universe shoved me, right? I had to slow down, and I've been learning something from that. And I think there's something for all of us in learning when life gives us an unexpected lesson. What exactly is that lesson? So I am so excited to have with me today Pam Ella, who is also known as Ella. She is a teacher, a healer, and a tantra guide extraordinaire. You're going to love listening to what she has to say. Welcome, Ella.
Thank you so much for having me, Dreama.
This is a great opportunity for people to find out more about themselves. So can you start off by talking a little bit about your journey?
Well, first, I just want to say thank you so much for having me here, and a warm and welcoming hello from Melbourne, Australia, to your beautiful audience. So my story, I won't go into it in too much depth, but just to touch, my mum's a psychologist, sex therapist, hypnotherapist, everything a therapist. Ah. Yeah. And my dad is an incredible, heartfelt and brilliant salesman. And with their powers combined, they birthed the perfect combination of head and heart, which is me. However, they separated when I was 8, and that really meant that I went on a very different trajectory. My life took me into places where I never felt like I fitted in on this planet. I always, I developed really, really quickly, into my body. So my body suddenly was this overtly sexual and objectified thing. So as I was growing, I was a little kid and I got sexualized from a very early age. So I developed things like body dysmorphic disorder, eating disorders. I was also a full-blown addict by the age of about 12. So any kind of drug or drink or anything that I could get into my system that changed the way I felt, because I was so not feeling okay within myself, is what I did. And that was my life. However, I was a walking contradiction in terms, like a walking, talking juxtaposition. Part of me wanted to kill myself and get off the planet, or just like out of myself. And the other part was totally knew that I was here for a reason. I couldn't quite work out what that reason was. So I was quite lost, but I had all this energy and all of this enthusiasm and all of this sparkle. And I knew that I was here to share that with the world and wake other people up. I just didn't know how to do it. So I was in rehab a couple of times. And finally, I kind of came out of rehab for the last time in 2004. And I got a job working in a martial arts academy. And I became the friendliest door bitch in Melbourne. And I grew that place. Yeah, it's true. I wasn't a ninja, but I definitely was the friendliest door bitch in Melbourne. I was a manager and I knew business. I knew people. I knew sales. And I did. I knew my shit. And all I wanted to do was inspire other people to transform.
So given what you're talking about here with your childhood, I mean, this sounds really painful stuff, you know, going into rehab at such a young age and having this gravitation towards all of these addictions. Do you think those things actually helped you figure out how to motivate and inspire people?
I wouldn't take back a moment of it.
Wow.
They were all the greatest lessons and teachers of my life. And that is why I say to my clients now, you know, please don't fear the dark, because I've got a compass and I've got a torch. Beautiful. And let's give you back your path and wake up your innate gifts and find your light, because there's a light within each and every one of us that never dims and never goes out. We just cover it over with shit. That's all.
You know, that's incredible, because I want to ask you a question, because I know that there are some people listening right now who are like, my light is out, it's gone. What would you say to somebody like that?
I would say the only person who can do anything about that is you. And the most incredible superpower that you have on this planet right here, right now, the only superpower you really have is choice. So it all comes back to choice. What are you willing to do right now that's going to give you that little ray of hope? Is it to reach out? Is it to not quit before the miracle happens? Because they say the darkest night is just before the dawn. And that was definitely true for me.
I like what you're saying there, because it really is all about choice, right?
Yeah, and it's about doing that, getting your brave on for 30 seconds. You know, it is reaching out. It's asking for help. It's putting your hand up. It's, for me, the thing that saved my life back in the day, finally, was NA, Narcotics Anonymous. That when the shit was hitting the fan, that was the place that gave me some of the biggest lessons. And one of the things that took a load off me, because I was a people pleaser, I was a control freak, I was, you know, I was all just trying to manage this amazing life force within me that didn't have an outlet. I understand that now in hindsight, after for the last 5 years, you know, being on the journey of absolute transformation I've been on, with learning tantra and sacred sexuality and all those things that I now live and breathe and teach. But before then, it was simply understanding that I could not control any other person, place, or thing. And I can't tell you, when I learned that for the first time, the weight of the world came off my shoulders.
It's a powerful moment, isn't it?
I could breathe for the first time. It was like, right. Oh, I'm not actually responsible for every other person. Right. Oh my God. Like their business is their business. What?
It's crazy. I remember having that aha moment too and going, really? I can just worry about me? I don't have to worry about making everybody else happy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's life changing.
Yep. And from there, I just kept going, just keep on the journey. You have a moment of clarity and then you get a bit clouded. I found really amazing teachers. I kept setting my intention. I just kept choosing love over fear, love over fear. Because when I got the drugs out of my system, I was a lot clearer. You know, that's really when life started to change for me. And then working in a martial arts academy and helping people transform their outside, I realized that wasn't it either. I had it backwards.
Yeah.
I was helping people change the action, not the beingness.
There you go. There you go. Because so many people try to work from the outside in, and it really has to happen from the inside out, doesn't it?
Yes. And it's still a practice for me, because I was so well practiced from the outside in myself for so many years, which is why I've made it my job. It's my mission now.
That's wonderful. So you mentioned Tantra. For those of my listeners who don't know what that is, can you explain that?
Oh, yes. So the word Tantra itself means to weave and to expand. And you might ask, what am I weaving and expanding? Well, that's that energy, that all that energy that I had when I was a little girl that got totally misdirected. That is life force energy. And as I say to my clients, it's much like the sun. I liken it to the power of the sun. If the sun was not directed and channeled, it would burn everything on the planet up. But what happens is, because it's filtered and channeled in a positive and productive way, it births worlds. It gives life to things. And after working in the Martial Arts Academy, where I finally had a channel and an outlet in a positive and productive way for all my energy, all that raw passion, because I am just passion personified. I'm just like this spark. People that see me are like, whoa, I either repel or completely attract people because I'm so full on. And I had to learn how to really bring that into balance and harmony through the art of Tantra. That was a massive catalyst for that. And that was about 5.5 years ago. And then since then, it was like someone took the handbrake off the Ferrari. That was my life. Everything came online. Everything.
That's amazing. So what do you do with this idea of Tantra?
So I really started my journey awakening my sacred feminine because I'd lived my life very stuck in the masculine paradigm. And this is what I teach a lot about. I've got a movement for women, which is all about, you know, claiming these two energies within, the warrior and the goddess, the masculine and the feminine. Each human on the planet, regardless of sexual persuasion or masculine or feminine identity, has both these energies within them, the masculine and the feminine, the yin and the yang, the light and the shadow. We live on a planet of duality. There is always hot and cold, right or wrong, whatever. Yeah. Tantra brings into the wholeness and completeness of everything. So it takes the duality away and embraces the entire spectrum. Yeah. So it, like, when I'm awakening a beautiful human through Tantra, and I can do that energetically, I take the principles of Tantra into everything that I do and teach. The four key principles being intention. Your intention creates your reality. It's that law of attraction. What you think, you become. Yeah. Then you've got breath. Just the simple act of breath, taking one breath where you've never breathed before, is a sacred, rebellious act. Yeah. So breathing, sounding, making sound, and allowing things in your body to shift and move with grace and ease through the sound and the vibration. Every cell in your body is in a constant state of dance. And when we breathe sound and move, we allow things to shift with ease. So that's the other core principle, is movement, to actually come out of your head and be embodied. Put them all together, you can do Tantra.
So in part, it sounds like the weaving together is getting head and heart and body moving together as one.
Mm-hmm. It's really coming out of your head and understanding that that's software, and connecting your sex to your heart.
Because I'm thinking that a lot of times what I've heard around Tantra is tantric sex.
Yeah.
And I don't hear it talked about in other terms. So let's talk about tantric sex.
Yeah, well, that's actually one of the biggest lies that we in the Western world believe about Tantra, is that it's all about sex.
We Westerners like to do that, don't we? We like to take everything back into sex. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's just put a label on it and put it in a box. Yeah, no, it's my one of my favorite things is to dispel the myths. And one of them is that it's all about sex. Another is, I can't do it because I don't have a partner. Oh my God, what a better time to learn. Like,
right.
You're going to be able to more likely attract that beautiful partner you seek, because those two energies within you are already full and you're vibrating at a level which is, I am full, and I, you know how to give and receive pleasure. You know how to breathe, sound, and move in your body. You're multi-orgasmic. Come on, who doesn't want that? And then you can initiate your partner. Or somebody else says, oh no, I'm with a partner, I couldn't learn Tantra, because seeing a tantric practitioner is cheating on my partner.
Oh,
wrong again.
Right.
No, it's wrong again. I mean, if you go to someone with true integrity, who is a beautiful teacher, as I am, there is, like, sex is not involved. Like, it's an investment in your sacred sexuality. I like to say to some of my clients, you know, if you went to a doctor for a prostate exam, is that cheating?
Right.
It's kind of the same thing. You know, it's actually an investment. And I see couples, I see women, yoni worship, the vagina, yoni, yoni worship is like the de-armoring and the activation of the woman's vagina, her sex center, which is all powerful. It's so powerful, but you can't access that without opening her heart, because her heart is the positive pole of the feminine. The sex center, the base, the cock, the lingam, is the positive pole of the masculine. So we're built upside down. You've got to warm a man up, you've got to activate him through his base to connect him to his heart. And for the feminine, you warm her down. You've got to activate her heart first before her yoni will open. So it's a It's so incredible. Like it's an honor and privilege to watch what happens as these adult humans come to see me and melt back into their purest innocence and sensuality. And then they take that oneness, that completeness, that beingness back into every area of their life. And that includes business, because the two things that make me hottest on this planet are tantra.
Yeah.
And business. They, and together, like you start to bring in tantric principles and elements into your business, and you will watch your business, your relationships, your life, everything flourish. It's the secret to the money, the life, and the love that you've always dreamed.
This is amazing, because I'm sure that there are some people listening here going, what? Are you kidding me? I thought that I just had sex for a really long time and that felt really good. And now you're telling me if I do that my business is going to explode.
Yeah, I know. That's another myth, but it's going to look like Sting and you can make love for 5 hours. And look, if that's your intention, if that's why you want to learn, then definitely, because it's not about the goal. The goal of Tantra is there is no goal.
Mm.
It becomes about the journey and the experience. And as I said, it's all of those, it's the spectrum of color. So you learn how to start to implode with orgasmic energy. So you have an energetic orgasm as opposed to the one clitoral stimulated or friction based orgasm or ejaculation, which is what the majority of us know.
Right.
Where exactly. We're actually depleting ourselves rather than feeding ourselves with life force.
This is fascinating, because you know, you talked earlier about the sun, and I'm just thinking sun and life force, and there's so much energy there, but there are so many people who have no clue that they have this energy within themselves, that they have access to that. Should they choose, right?
Yes. Yes, should they choose. And it's about remembering, because it's not like you've got to learn this, because this is intrinsic to every human on the planet. Any being has this life force within them. If you're moving, sounding, and breathing, if you're listening to this, you have the life force within you, you know? And it's something that you can choose, and there's that beautiful empowered choice, to access at any given time. But the practice is coming out of your head and understanding that that's not how you access it.
There you go. You know, and I think about what you were saying about going back and you work with these people and they sort of go back to who they were before life fucked them up. Before all of the shit came down and we embraced it all because we thought we had to be a certain way or look a certain way, act a certain way, become a certain profession. There's so many things that get in the way of us being who we truly are.
That's it. It strips back through all the patterning, conditioning, the fear, the dogma, the stories and the rules about how we have to live or who we think we have to be. And it brings you back into that true bliss. That purest of pure form where you're connected to source. And I call source Mother Gaia, the divine feminine, Father Son, the divine masculine. And when you can plug into both those parts within yourself, because they exist within, you are born of masculine and feminine. So when you can actually start to bring those energies into balance, harmony, congruency, and integrate them in integrity within you, you are at your most magnetic, productive, in flow. It's marrying, I call it like the mountain, the masculine, he's the linear, he's the mountain. Mm. He's the container. He holds space. He is the doer, the driver. He's on the mission, you know? And then the feminine is the river.
Oh.
She's the flow. She's magnetic. She brings things to her. She's the emotion. And both of them have strengths and both of them have weaknesses. But together, when they are combined, the mountain meets the river, they're formidable.
Wow. I'm just sitting here thinking, I need to get up and go for a run or something. I feel so energized. I'm like, whoa, let's go.
Beautiful. It changed my life, hon. Like when I discovered Tantra and opening up through the three feminine superpowers and really bringing that home for me, because as I said, I'd lived in the masculine paradigm for so long, I was doing. My mum taught me how to do very, very well. She's incredible, but her feminine was underdeveloped too. So I didn't have a good role model there. So realistically, I've had to learn how to access these portals, which are my heart, my womb, and my pussy. Because when all three of those portals are brought into alignment, that's when a woman is at her most intuitive, deep, knowing, resourceful, powerful, productive again, but in that feminine flow as opposed to the, I'm going to make it happen.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, yeah, it's so, been a journey and it's a practice and I'm still learning every day.
Well, it sounds like you are your work. I mean, you know, yeah. For some people there's a clear separation between their work and who they are, but for you, you sound very much like you completely embody your work.
Yes, I do. And my whole catchcry is I work with the brave and I teach my own medicine.
That's wonderful.
I can only teach that which has actually had massive impact on my life. And because I've seen the dark and I've had absolute tastes of what it's like living now in full alignment with my purpose, being empowered, living aligned to my passion, and now inspiring others to do the same. Oh my God, it floats my boat.
So let me ask you, Ella, how might somebody, if they were curious about their masculine and their feminine sides, how might they know if they weren't balanced?
Pretty much from how you're feeling right now. So I might invite all your listeners to maybe place their left hand over their heart. If you're not driving, please be safe. And their right hand towards their base. So whether that's directly over their sex center or just above, and just check into self, close your eyes, slow down, take a deep breath and just feel what's happening inside right now. Are you stuck in do? Are you stuck in constantly striving, results driven? It's all about the action. Or are you maybe stuck in your feminine? And that can be the opposite. You might be really creative, but all airy-fairy. You don't have any structure. You're not getting anything accomplished. They're who I like to work with. Those polar opposites, the extremes.
Yeah.
And you can be a man stuck in your feminine. You can be all heart and ether and you're not getting laid.
Right.
You know, it's really important because you've got to access your base.
Exactly.
Women need to know that they can soften with you because you are in your king essence and can hold space for them.
Mm.
You know, or a lot of men, you might have seen this, a lot of men who are in their feminine, and it's an energy. It's not that they are feminine. It's just that they are more driven by maybe their heart or even in their head. They will attract in a strong woman who almost, it's like, oh my God, I know who wears the pants in that relationship, you know?
Oh, because yeah.
She is stepped into her masculine. So there's the imbalance. Like you might look around you and ask yourself, what's in my life? Where is this showing up?
There you go. Where is it showing up? And how am I showing up?
Yeah. Yep. And what do I need to give my masculine to really step up or maybe step back?
Yeah. Yeah.
And vice versa with your feminine. What does she need? You start to have a dialogue with these parts of yourself. And that's where the goddess in body immersion was born.
And that is, about meeting that's what? Parts. What is
yeah,
this
it's
about?
So Goddess Embody, the movement itself is all about, it's for women and it's about really getting to know yourself as a beautiful divine woman, whatever goddess means to you, identifying where the warriors, the divine masculine and the divine feminine, your goddess, and bringing them into balance and harmony. But I wanted to have a portal for women to come, like a space for them to come and meet these parts intimately. So that's where the Goddess in Body Immersion was born. And it's a full-day workshop where I basically take beautiful women on a journey from 9 a.m. till 7:30 p.m. in the evening, where you meet these parts of yourself through embodied practice, tantric principles and elements, you meet them intimately.
Oh, how nice.
Mm.
Now, you use the word goddess. What does that signify for you? What should somebody listening think? Oh, goddess.
Mm. Yeah, well, when I said it, the first thing I actually asked my audience at the time was, hands up who was triggered by the word goddess. And my hand went up too. Because when I first heard it, you know, I conjured all kinds of images of a golden-headed, bindi-wearing, hippie-loving, I fart unicorns every day person. And that's not what it is. You are a goddess. It's that beautiful union. It's whatever it means to you, you know. But for me, it's that beautiful union of the god and the goddess. Mm. It's understanding that I give myself permission to claim my sacred feminine energy every day, whether I'm brushing my teeth, driving the kids to school, in a business meeting, in the boardroom, at home, making love to my beautiful man, whatever it is, I am a goddess. And it's about just claiming the right, owning your authentic yes, your unashamed no, learning boundaries, living as a goddess in your body, no matter what.
And you know, that goes right back to what we were talking about earlier. And it's that choice. It's the choice of giving yourself permission. It's the choice of laying claim, the choice of being committed to your own self-awareness and your higher, better self.
Yep. That's the only thing that we have. And our choices are neither good nor bad, but they do define the person we become.
Yes. Yes, they do. And you know, something that you said earlier, Ella, has just sort of stuck with me. And that was when you said, all you need to do is get your brave on for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, that is going to resonate with so many people because, you know, they're at a choice point. They know they want more. They may not even know what more looks like, but they know that where they are is not it.
Yeah.
So this idea that all you have to do is get your brave on for 30 seconds, because we can all tolerate 30 seconds, right?
Mm.
That's such a wonderful way of thinking about when you want to make change in your life.
Well, I loved what you said at the start of the call, which is, I fell and there's gifts in this for me.
Yes.
And it's like, even if you are sitting in the darkest, darkest night, and you are thinking that all hope is gone and there's no chance that you'll ever find a light. And if you do, it's going to be a train coming down the tunnel that hit you out. You know, like, right. You know, just know that that's not true. Like, that too is a gift. And you are receiving exactly what you need. Maybe not in the way you desire it right now. Maybe it's not the way you want it. But everything is a gift.
Well, and that's so true. And I'll be honest and say that, you know, 24 hours after I fell and my face was completely swollen and my wrist was broken, I was like, if you had said gift, I would have been like, yeah, right. Thanks a lot, Ella.
Yeah.
But because I was forced to do nothing, can't do a lot when you've got a concussion, I had to really consider, what do I get out of this? What's my takeaway from this? And then I began to understand how I had just sort of been in that do mode, like you were talking about, in that masculine do. And I wasn't stopping to appreciate the other parts of me, the feminine parts, the dreamer part, the let's sit and think about things and really enjoy being here. So, yes.
The receiving part.
Yes.
When you're doing, you're actually not opening yourself up to receive. And maybe in that fall, you've been pretty amazed at how many people have stepped forward to be there for you.
Absolutely.
Come out of the woodwork going, hey, it's actually beautiful to have you in this vulnerable space right now. I know it feels like shit, but, you know, right now it's beautiful to see you so soft and vulnerable because the feminine doesn't want to be rushed.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's a really good point because typically I'm not the person who wants to ask for help.
Yeah, me neither.
And so being in that position has really been like eye-opening because I like receiving. Oh my God, I like it.
Wow. You got your brave on, girl. And sometimes that in itself is brave.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? To do that 30 seconds, that thing that is the most uncomfortable because it's unfamiliar. and I feel really practiced at giving and giving and giving, which I know you are, and so am I, then sometimes we're not all that practiced or not that familiar with the art of receiving, but it's a sacred art. And we've got to understand that when we allow ourselves to receive, not just from others, but from the universe itself, who's always trying to give to us, when we actually allow, it's such a gift for the other person. It's a gift. We're giving them a gift.
That is so true. And I am guilty of forgetting that. I am guilty of forgetting that when I allow someone to give to me, that is a gift because they feel good that they get to do something.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because you are actually innately worthy and deserving, just because you are allowed to say thank you, just because you can choose to allow yourself to receive and give yourself permission in that moment to just be.
Yes. Yes. Just be. Oh, those two words, so many people have difficulty with the concept of just being. But don't I have to do something? Don't I have to earn my like or respect? No, just be. Just be.
You are already enough. That beautiful life force that we were speaking of burns and resides within each and every one of us. And that beingness can sometimes be much more powerful than any action you could ever do. And because of that, I'm actually packing myself off tomorrow and taking myself, unplugging from the matrix, as I call it, unplugging from the grid and going up and staying with a beautiful girlfriend at Arthur's Seat, which is just this incredible place near the beach where I'm just going to just be.
Oh, I love the sound of that. Oh, that sounds perfect.
And it's tough. It's hard because every part of my body's going, no, I've got so much to do. Right. But I'm going to be even better when I come back refreshed.
Exactly.
Clarity. I'll be re-inspired.
I have to ask you something because I've been listening to the sounds in your background.
Oh.
Do you have birds?
My feather family. I've got a feather family and I've got a scale family. So I've got 5 cockatiels over there. I'm babysitting for my dad. I've got 3. He's got 2.
Oh, wow.
And I've got Alan the turtle outside, who is ginormous. He's amazing. Yep, I rescued him. So
oh, that's great. It's always good to have a family around us in all sorts of shapes and sizes and species.
It is. But nothing beats that human-to-human connection.
That's so true. This has been an amazing talk, Ella. I really, really appreciate your information and the sharing of your journey.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
So I know that there are going to be people who want to know more because I don't think anybody can listen to this and not feel that surge of energy and power and at the very least, the curiosity about, could I do it too? So how can people find you?
There's a couple of ways. So if you're interested in finding out more about Tantra and to work with me, please go to my website, Tantra Ella, which is www.tantraella.com. For the women who are feeling called to learn more about their own divine feminine and maybe even their masculine and bring them into balance, please, sisters, come and join a tribe of sacred women at www.goddessinbody.com. And there you can click on a link that will take you to the Facebook tribe where we're women who are getting our brave on, loving hard, and just, we're just doing it. We're inspiring each other.
Oh, that's fabulous. This sounds like something that a lot of people are going to flock to because so many people need to understand more about themselves and who they are.
It's already a global movement. It's growing more and more every day. It's such an honor and privilege to hold space for these brave, brave women.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ella. I really, really appreciate this.
I love this opportunity. Thank you so much. And namaste, beautiful human. Keeps shining your light.
Thank you. Thank you. We have been talking to Pam Ella, also known as Ella. She is a healer, a teacher, a tantra guide, and what you've just heard explains so much of what we need to have in this world. So I just want to close today by reminding you what Ella said earlier. If you're in a dark place, you don't know what to do, reach out. All you have to do is get your brave on for 30 seconds. This is Dr. Dreema. I'm looking forward to talking to you next week.